This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I did an entire show on COVID yesterday, and just a timeline of it, all the nonsense of it. And I'm pros and cons about those types of shows, but I think that we have to highlight the lies. For example, if we were to do an entire J6 show, I could prove to you that January 6th is a farce. I don't need to. I don't even need a show. I need 2 minutes of your time. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Check out our sponsors. Support the show any way you can. If there's something you're considering doing, do it with us. Do you like to travel, for example? I have a perfect travel solution for you. Let me tell you what you do. You go to my website, and you find this thing. It's called Finmore. It's a credit card. It's a card that you can tie to your credit cards. And when you shop, you get an automatic discount at all the big box stores. Walmart, Cabela's, whatever. 3-8%, something like that. You'll save tens of dollars, dozens of dollars. Sometimes you might even save a few hundred dollars if you use it, okay? But you get travel benefits. And when you go, the points that you earn while you're saving money, automatically couponing with your own credit card, you can use it for travel, and your travel will be half off of what you were thinking about doing. So let's say you're going to take a trip somewhere and it's $2,000. If it only cost you $1,000, Kevin Jackson just saved you some money while you're also saving money every single month using the card, tying this, it's called the All Card, to your bank card. It's that simple. And I don't tell you this. I mean, yes, do we benefit? Absolutely. But I promise you, you're the bigger beneficiary if you decide to do it. There is nothing that we recommend on this show that I'm not doing. Nothing. And if I'm doing it and benefiting from it with my little bit of limited income right now, let me tell you, you should be feasting. So go check this stuff out. And for the record, I'm not crying because I don't have as much money as some of you. Congratulations to you for being so great at stocking away your acorns. Good for you. But I'm just telling you, when you get down to to where you're on fumes, you want to look for ways to save. Don't worry about me. I'm good. I'm just telling you, just go do the little things that it takes to keep that money in your pocket and out of the pocket of these leftists. Anyway, I want to move on because I want to talk about this whole COVID thing that we talked about. But I want to talk more about the people in the media. Before I got in the media, I was very frustrated when I would watch people on TV and they would say things and I'd go, it's just so idiotic. This was when I was watching Fox News and CNN and all that. And I'd go, this guy knows nothing. And, finally, I become one of those talking heads. And I'm proud to tell you, I haven't run into many people that said, Kevin, when you were on Fox, it was so boring and no, when I was on Fox, I brought it. I kicked more leftist butts than you can shake a stick at. But then we needed to make this transition, and I was trying to make the transition by getting me or some of my comedian friends shows so we could counter the Bill Maher's of the world. Not the Gutfeld, in my opinion. I don't find Gutfeld that entertaining or funny, even though I'm sure there are those that do, and they watch him, so I'm not a good, person to ask about it. But I wanted to give a voice like a Bill Maher, where you could counter that. Bill Maher is an idiot that gets it right occasionally. And so I wanted some people that are getting it right all the time, and maybe occasionally get it wrong. And that's why I was doing the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. And Brad Stein and I are talking about going back and doing some more locations, but I'm not going to pay for them. I'm telling you right now, I'm not funding anything anymore. So, long story short, talked about COVID. Here's Bill Maher talking about getting it wrong on COVID.
I get it that we didn't know exactly what was happening at the beginning of COVID and some mistakes were inevitable. But 4 years on, I'm tired of hearing, well, we didn't know. No, we didn't. But some people guessed better than others.
I want to stop it right there, because that's the my whole premise to a lot of the things that we talk about here are the experts told us X. And you go, but that doesn't make sense. See, I use this as a lesson to my audience to say to you, stop second guessing yourself. You're smarter than you probably realize. And some of you are not only smarter than you realize, you're saying just what I said earlier. Why are these people the ones that get to tell people how to think? Jimmy Kimmel didn't want us to go to the hospital if you didn't get vaccinated. They didn't want you to travel. They were coming up with the most stupid stuff. And it was as obvious as Christine Blasey Ford is a skank. And nobody wants to sound the alarm bell. In fact, it was quite the opposite. I am so sick of this. See, Bill Maher was one of those that was, get vaccinated. All these people, get vaccinated. Let me tell you, you want to scare yourself to death? If you're vaccinated, stay away from the news. Everything they talk about with the vaccination is a woe is me scenario. I pray for everybody that got vaccinated. I'm not mocking you. I understand how the paranoia drove you to do what you did. And I pray for you because they made you do something you shouldn't have done. You got talked into it. You got cajoled into it. And you never should have. But see, it was those kind of people. It was the Jimmy Kimmels. It was all these talking heads telling you what to do. And nobody had the guts, including Bongino, who I remember him saying, I'm not getting the shot. Then when Fox said, well, get the shot or you're out of here. You know, don't make your millions of dollars, you know, on the show. Well, he sold out and got the shot. I'm sick of people who won't stand on principle. And you know what I'm sick of? Bill Maher missed it. He misses everything. Then he comes back. Bill Maher missed the conservative revolution. The counterculture is conservatism. He's proudly a leftist. He thinks there's something to hang his hat on. And then every time you give a show, well, it turns out I'm closer to being a conservative. Okay, I'm an atheist. And, you know, he's got all these other things that certainly don't put him into our camp. But you know what he's finding out about himself? He's fooled himself. That's what he's finding out about himself. He's finding out that the majority of the things that he built his foundation, his bedrock of who he is completely BS. And so are many Democrats. But just stopping with, I mean, I haven't even finished playing his mea culpa without playing the next segment. Some people got it more right than others, according to Bill Maher. We confounded the experts.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn rewards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about the COVID show we did the other day, I could do one of those shows a month, and it would be new information, something going on with the shot, the vaccine, new vaccines. By the way, are they bombarding you with anything these days in COVID? I mean, you seeing the signs going down the road or the fear mongering or whatever? I go to CVS or Walgreens, I see get your flu shot, get COVID. There's no alarm bell sounding. What happened to all the sense of urgency? Oh, Kevin, we now know. Well, I knew then. Are people still dying from COVID? Yes. Are there still mutations? Yes. All the things that they were scaring the living daylights out of people about. Look, transfer that to the border. Transfer it to taxes. Transfer it to democracy. You know, the fear that we'll lose our democracy. Whatever the Democrats are doing, I promise you, it is fear-mongering to the height. That's all it is. It's fear-mongering. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. When I get up to do this show, I used to drink my coffee every morning in order to, you know, get my juices going. And caffeine's bad for you because it kind of tricks your body into believing that you're more hyped than you are, and then you get a little bit, you go down. And as you get older, it's difficult to maintain that energy level. You know, in other words, the downs get much lower than the up that the caffeine is giving you. So I switched over. I use VerveSprayVitamins.com, V-E-R-V-E, VerveSprayVitamins.com, and put in the code ACTION if you get something. They have one called Energy, and you spray this in your mouth. I'm telling you, you against your cheek, it absorbs quickly, and you get a burst. And it prevent. I've never done the energy drinks. I've just always knew inherently I don't want to bombard myself with that big of a dose of caffeine. So, long story short, try the energy. In the evenings, if you can't sleep, which I don't have a problem with necessarily, but I have a problem with deep sleep, I squirt melatonin in. And these are nice little, they look like pens, like ink pens. And you just spray them into your mouth 8 times. And it's relatively instantaneous. It's as close as instantaneous as you can get, you know, because it's on your cheek. It's not having to be a pill that gets absorbed and all that. So check out VerveSprayVitamins.com. Put in the code ACTION, and you'll get vitamins cheaper than you can get them in a delivery method that actually gives you the best return on your investment. A company owned by veterans, product made in America, less expensive, convenient, easy for travel. What else can I tell you about this stuff? And TK and I are doing a show together to talk more about the development of the product and all that. Because I like to feature entrepreneurs and let you know what's going on in the conservative world. We need to laud ourselves and stop looking at these De Niro's and Matt Damon's and I don't know who are the vitriolic people, all of them. I mean, most of Hollywood hates us and don't even know why. We got to start making our own heroes in the conservative movement. I want to pivot back to what I was talking about with Bill Maher and getting it wrong. Here's Bill Maher talking about getting it wrong on COVID.
I get it that we didn't know exactly what was happening at the beginning of COVID and some mistakes were inevitable. But 4 years on, I'm tired of hearing, well, we didn't know. No, we didn't. But some people guessed better than others. And the people who got it wrong don't seem to want to acknowledge that now. Some people said closing schools for so long was pointless and would cause much worse collateral damage to kids, and they were right. 4 years ago, the Daily Beast ran a story with the headline, Bill Maher pushes Steve Bannon Wuhan lab conspiracy theory, which was typical of the mainstream media at the time. Of course, it wasn't a conspiracy theory, and it wasn't owned by Steve Bannon. And now everyone, including the Biden administration, admits there's at least a 50-50 chance that the virus could have begun in the lab in Wuhan that was doing gain-of-function research on that virus. Duh. But I don't see a lot of retractions being printed. Yeah, when COVID hit, we did a lot of stupid things because America never reacts. It only overreacts. We played baseball in front of cardboard cutouts. And ate in parking lots or with inflatable dolls. They closed the ocean. For 2 years, we had to get nostril f***ed every time we left the house. We were told to wash our hands every 5 minutes and don't ever touch your face. And if you absolutely must go to the beach, for the sake of all that's holy, wear a mask. Outside, because the last thing you would want to do when a disease is afoot is get fresh air and sunshine and vitamin D. No, much better to stay locked up, stressed out, and day drinking. If you do get COVID, remember, natural immunity is always the worst kind. So even if you've had the disease, you need a shot. Yes, some very bad ideas were embraced as the conventional wisdom, ideas that haven't aged well. And a lot of the dissenting opinions that were suppressed and ridiculed at the time have proven to be correct.
Welcome back, everybody. We clipped that up a little bit, but it just goes to show you the level of propaganda that was waged against us. It was a propaganda war. I want you to reflect back on that time and how people thought about those of us who were the contrarians, who said, I don't believe this. I'm not buying this. But the other thing I want to reinforce is that Bill Maher was one of those who got it wrong. So many times, these media types, these people out there hyping stuff, they're the ones that get it wrong. See, the thing to me, media and the jobs that people like I do should not be to, here's the way it is. I mean, don't misunderstand me. You can have a strong opinion about something. And I'm an opinion show, so I don't pull any punches. I don't make any bones about it. But I still believe that it isn't just about my opinion. And here's why. Many of you are brighter than I am. You are much smarter than I am in the subjects that you know. And your experiences are important. I tell you this all the time because I really want you to understand I'm sincere when I tell you I feel like I'm the best at what I do in terms of discerning my information, but you're the best at what you do and how you discern yours. And the only difference is I'm on a microphone talking to many people and you're just, driving your spouse crazy and the kids, but you matter. And these people are not representing you well. And what they should be doing is challenging your thought. But they don't. And I'm about to go into the politics of consent and how they get us to do these things that we really otherwise wouldn't do. And it is an absolute orchestrated effort. And in the next couple of segments, I'm going to convince you. It doesn't matter what subject we're talking about. It's a ruse by the government to get your consent.
Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden unveiling his initiatives aimed at reducing health care expenses for Americans. USA's John Schaefer with more.
President Biden outlined that seniors enrolled in Medicare would be spared from paying over $2,000 annually for prescription medications starting next year. That's per the Inflation Reduction Act.
The drug companies are charging exorbitant prescription drug prices.
Additionally, he commended the move made by three out of four major inhaler manufacturers to limit the monthly cost of an inhalers for a number of patients to just $35.
JetBlue Airlines implementing price hikes for checked baggage. The first checked bag during peak travel periods increasing by $5 for JetBlue, and the second checked bag by an additional $10. JetBlue attributes the higher prices to increased fuel expenses and higher employee wages. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So therefore, we have to have what Walter Lippmann, back in 1920 or so, called manufacturer consent. We have to ensure that actual decision-making, actual power is in the hands of what he called a specialized class. Us smart guys, you know, who are going to make the right decisions. And we've got to keep the general population marginalized because they're always going to make mistakes.
Marginalizing meaning?
Reduce them to apathy and obedience. Allow them to participate in the political system, but as consumers, not as true participants. That is, allow them a method for ratifying decisions that are made by others, but eliminate the methods by which they might first, inform themselves, second, organize, and third, act in such a way as to really control decision-making. That is, the idea is our leaders control us, not we control them.
I think part of the reason why some of this stuff is clear to me is because I come from a sales background. I have a technical background, and there's this one guy that hates my show because I always mention my degrees, which are in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. But I have a sales background. And one of the things that we do in sales that we talk about all the time is you must make somebody believe it's their idea. That's when you're really, when you've done the sale. So, for example, if I want you to believe in me and I've got a good idea and I think I have it, if I present it as mine, you may reject it because you're like, well, he just thinks he's all that and a bag of chips. But if I go, you know, Chuck, I was thinking, and I give you the outline of the idea, I kind of lead you to it, and then when you clamp on to, you know, maybe I develop the whole thing like, you know, this strategy would work, like if you guys were to look at your inventory levels and maybe segregate this part of your inventory and say, this isn't worth doing, I just feel like there's something there, and the guy would be like, yeah, you might be, you know, yeah. If we did that and let him finish the idea, then you go, that's a great idea, Chuck. That's a great idea. So let me summarize. So if you were to take your inventory, segregate this, take that 20% that you're spending on 80% of your customers, reduce that, and it would increase your manpower. You would have less man hours and a smaller percentage of your business. You could focus on your bigger and better, higher profit clients. What a great idea. That would save you, what, $3, $4 million a quarter? Yeah. Okay. You know what? Let me write that up. I've transferred the idea to make you believe it. Now you own it. It's your baby. All I got to do now is just nurture your baby. And he'll remember where the baby was born, right? I don't know any mother or father that doesn't know where they were when their child was born. So you're the person they're going to associate with the birth of the child. And let me tell you something. I want a lot of deals doing exactly that. you have to be able to check your ego and say, you know what, Chuck, you're brilliant. And you just have to enjoy in the background, hey, just got a guy to take advantage of my brain power yet again. So that's what these people do. And what Chomsky is saying in that whole thing is the government is set up to make you think that you've got the right idea. It uses every part of the sales process to make you believe that you want open borders, that you want diversity, equity, and inclusion, that you want CRT, critical race theory, that you want to appreciate all the genders and the whole mosaic of the LGBTQIA WTF community. That it wants you to believe that these are great ideas you guys are coming up with. And you're sitting there scratching your head as conservatives going, what? And the minority of people are, let me tell you, overwhelmingly nobody believes in all these pronouns and teaching this crap in school. DEI, CRT, Joe Biden isn't demented. That the Biden family isn't a family of crooks. That global warming is legit. That the vaccine was actually good for you. That COVID was as deadly as they said. You know, that the border is secure. That inflation is actually good for you. It's not that bad. It's coming down. Joe Biden's a good president. I mean, I could go on. Barack Obama, he was a good president. Hillary Clinton didn't commit any crimes. Congress doesn't insider trade and make money off the backs of the taxpayers. That the grift going on in Ukraine isn't a cover-up for the Biden administration and their crooked nature. That the CIA and the NSA and the FISA courts and all that, no, they didn't target Donald Trump. He's guilty of it. Yeah, Donald Trump really did sexually assault E. Jean Carroll. Yeah, he really did do an insurrection of the United States government. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry. I don't buy any of it. I quit buying this stuff a long time ago. And I'm going to tell you something. I have been through the looking glass. I don't even know if that's something that has a meaning that I think it does. But here's what I can tell you. The naivete has been completely washed off of me. We have been the product of a crooked government, and it's been going on for decades. Certainly the last six, but it's been leading up to it, and it leading up to where we are now. And very powerful people, rich and powerful people, have determined it upon themselves that they are smarter than we are. They can't prove it. Nothing they do actually comes to fruition to be able to say, oh, yeah, well, look at what we did. Nothing proves it. In fact, quite the contrary. It shows complete, abject, idiocy, insanity. They put Joe Biden into office. That's all you need to hear. So they want you to believe we have your best interests in mind as they try to poison you with that vaccine. Kill off your next generation. Implement population control. Implement controls where your minds are. We have a clip. I don't know if we have it handy, but Ice Cube says the rap industry, the hip-hop industry is not what you think. It's controlled by people. He goes, look at who owns the companies, look at who they report to, and you can figure it out. They want to plant certain seeds in the minds of black kids particularly, but kids in general. They want these kids at the ready for anarchy of their choosing. I'll never forget this conversation I had with a friend of mine. She's a Chinese national. And I've told this story before on the radio, but I'll tell it again. And we were talking, and Xi had just taken over, and I said to her, well, hey, it's pretty exciting times in China. Xi is your new Chinese prime minister. And she looked at me and went, so? And I went, what do you mean, so? She goes, we have no choice. And I went, really? She goes, no, we don't. They tell us who's in power, that's it. Life continues as it is. And if you've been to China, I'm going to tell you, it is the most totalitarian dictator state. You can live life if you don't want to do anything and rock the boat in any way, and you just understand you're a pawn. No, you're not a rook, you're not a bishop, and you doggone sure ain't a queen. Then if you want to just be a pawn, then you're okay. You can survive practically anywhere. You do what they tell you, Maybe you get a little popularity, you get to, you'll keep a little money in your bank account and go out to dinners and all that. It's true in America. The majority of things that happen in this country really don't have to impact you. Now, here's the good news for us right now. Here's the good news. When they put Joe Biden in, if Trump's policies had stayed the same, we wouldn't care. We'd be mad that Trump got cheated, but we wouldn't care. We wouldn't have to care. But Joe Biden got in, and you know what he did? He did things that impacted you that you could see. See, he impacted your job. Maybe you lost it. Oh, he got it back for you a couple years later, but so there's that. He impacted you every time you went to gas up, every time you went to buy groceries. You felt the impact of Joe Biden. You don't feel safe. I mean, I don't know if you follow much crime. These crime blotters, there's a woman, I just saw a video, her daughter, some guy tried to kidnap her daughter right outside her door, and she went completely ballistic, as she should have, ended up in the hospital, but good for her. She fought for her daughter. But should she have had to? I mean, we are in such a high... But, oh, and by the way, the funny thing about that is Joe Biden says he's bringing crime down. I dare you, go read about it. Tell me he's bringing crime down when you go do the research. Because I don't see it. Is he making the world a safer place? I don't think so. So the good news about what's happening here is they can't maneuver us. They want to move. Oh, disregard. There is no inflation. Okay, there is, but it's only transient. Okay, it isn't just transient. So, look, you may have to get used to it. Janet Yellen actually had to admit that she made a mistake saying it was transitory.
I was wrong then about the path that inflation would take. As I mentioned, there have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that have boosted energy and food prices and supply bottlenecks that have affected our economy badly that I didn't, at the time, didn't fully understand.
That was another one of Biden's experts on the economy. Yeah.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You will comply. That is the audio that we played of Noam Chomsky, who said there was a point in government where they figured out that they don't want you telling them what to do. They don't trust you. And there are parts of me that go, I get it. I get that you don't trust the general public, because the general public can be very, very nutty, but it's only the one that we see. It's the one that they show us. They show us the crazy people. They show us the Holly weirdos. They show us the AOCs and all these people, and they go, you can't see. See, look at all this turmoil. You don't want them leading you. You need sane people. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm among the sane. 844-551-8255. You will comply. I'm going to tell you, there are people in this world who honestly believe they are smarter than you. They can outthink you. They have looked at the future. They know where things are going. They believe that through pedigree or birthright, bloodline, money, newfound money, whatever, they believe that they have something over you. And some of them, like a Zuckerberg, for example, are willing to steal it. Zuckerberg stole Facebook, made it into what he is, and now he has entered into that inner sanctum that few people get to see. We hear about these conspiracy groups, the Bilderbergs, and meeting together in Stade, Switzerland, or wherever, and they determine what's going to happen in the world. And we think it's, you know, some sort of a crazy Hollywood film. It's happening. There are people who make the determination of who's going to be the leader of what. I don't know if you guys saw it. They just took out that, what was the guy's name? Not Popcorn, but Watermelon. I forget his name. But the Haitian guy who was leading that whole revolution in Haiti. The CIA went in there and took him out. Kevin, how do you know it was the CIA? Because that's what the CIA does. They can't have a disruption of that level in the West Indies and the Caribbean. No way. They took that dude out. Oh, he's the warlord, the leading warlord. I don't care who he is. I just know what he was. Because it doesn't matter. He's toast. There was a regime change somewhere else, too. I can't remember where. Has the CIA's fingerprints all over it. I'm not fooled. They may be fooling other people, but they ain't fooling me. So that's what governments do. And I'm telling you, you may think you're going to rise. I don't know if you saw, there's a movie out where a guy becomes a tech guru. Oh, it wasn't a movie. It was a real life story. I did see a movie similar to this, though. Guy designed a tech company in this movie, and the CIA or the FBI took it over. And he had no choice. And he gave his last speech, and he comes over to the curtain, and they met up with him, and he says, "Why are you guys doing this?" In real life, they did it. I told you guys, look up Inslaw. Crazy, crazy story. The government will do what it wants to do, and you can do nothing about it. And you've seen these shows. I've talked about this all the time. The FBI will come along and say, "Hey, sorry to be you right now. But in order for us to get our thing met, we're going to have to use you." And they look at it. Honestly, let me tell you how they look at it. They look at it as, it's your patriotic duty to sacrifice yourself. Understand, you're a pawn. We're having to use you right now. If you will, you know, go along, we'll make it okay. We'll give you some Vaseline. If you don't, it's going to happen anyway. So which do you want? You get what I'm saying? That's the choice. So, you know, I look at these. It is the politics of consent. So I'll ask you this question. When did the light go on for you? In full disclosure, I probably didn't realize, I'm going to say a decade ago, I didn't realize how corrupt the government is. I didn't. I still, even with all its corruption, I know we need it. I do. And I also know that you need people who are willing to be the sin eaters. The ones who are willing to do anything to protect America. I happen to be among those. But I have my limits. But what you want with a sin eater is an unlimited. They get an order, they get it done. They will ruin somebody's life. See, I'm a sin eater in the sense that if you attack the country, I'm the guy to send out on recon to go make it work. But I'm not the guy that's going to set somebody up and all the other stuff. But I'm telling you, our government does it every single day and twice on Sundays. So when did the light go on for you? For me, it was a decade ago. And it was reinforced with little things along the way, like my meeting with Justice Thomas, where he told me he never watches the news. I hadn't watched the news since 87. And I couldn't believe it. And he explained it. And I was like, wow. He goes, "The news is made up, Kevin. It's manufactured. Don't believe it." And I still didn't believe him until I started watching a little more closely. You know, he's somebody's your idol and he tells you that. I thought it was, I'll be honest, when I heard it, I'm like, come on, Justice Thomas, that's kind of a conspiracy theory, isn't it? I'm looking around. He's like, it's not a conspiracy theory, it's legit. What do I think now? He was 100% spot on. Have you seen the media? How many clips can I play to show you that they all say the same thing? And they will say the nuttiest stuff, and you scratch your head and go, you can't possibly believe that. They do. So let me ask you, has it gone off? Has the light gone off for you where you went, oh my gosh? Or are you still kind of in that mode where I was with Justice Thomas, where I was like, come on, Justice, I'm not sure. And he's like, yeah, because I'm going to tell you something. You don't have to believe me. If you stay involved in politics, or even at the level that you're doing it right now, you're going to see what I tell you is a fact. Nothing you hear is legit. It is all made up. It's the narrative that's being set. And there are people high, high, high up the food chain who set the narrative. They pick the winners and the losers. It's that simple. And don't you ever think you're bigger than their system. They will bring you down. They will bring down Matt Lauer. They will bring down Chris Moons, president of CBS. They will bring down, if they get the chance, they'll bring down Donald Trump. Trump lasting is a testament. It is a testament to his abilities. If there were a single criteria that would tell me, this is why you vote for Donald Trump, I just gave it to you. Donald Trump is surviving against every department in the federal government. They're using the legal system. They're trying to use a court of public opinion. They have thrown everything at this man. They've tried to bankrupt him, ridicule him, you name it. What people are finally seeing through this Trump thing, and this is why I talked to a senator who runs the NRSC, National Republican Senate Committee, Senator Daines, the other day. He was here. And I spoke with him, and I said to him, the Republican Party has never had a better time than right now to make something happen, to change the course of history, to change what the future is going to look like, and why are they blowing it? And he didn't have an answer. He said to me, Kevin, I wish we could find more people like you. And I said, you know what? No offense. I don't need you to give me, you know, ooh, attaboy, look at you, Kev. I don't need to be made to feel special. I want to know you have some answers. Now, get this. I was at an event. I'm the only black dude there. They do Q&A. They go to these rich white guys that had set up questions. Didn't get any answers. What are we dealing with? We're dealing with a population that needs to be reached, and these guys won't hand the microphone to one of the guys who's going to say to this audience, you know what? You got permission to go out there and make a dent. You've got to start supporting things that matter. And by the way, it's a fundraiser. Who better to be your pitch man than a guy who says, let me tell you how we're going to break into this community. I'm not going to tell you any details beyond that because I don't want to put anybody on the spot. But let me just say this. Very, very wealthy people there. And it was like looking at the good old boys club. I asked the senator, what's going to be different? Look around you. He laughingly said, yeah, I kind of see our problem, huh? And I said, look, I get it. We're in a very posh area of a city. And, you know, there's not a lot of brothers handing out big checks like this. But we got to change things. And you're not going to change things unless you're here approaching it with a whole different attitude. And he was like, man, we got to talk. So I'll be talking to him soon. I'll keep you guys abreast of it. Politics of consent, folks. Will you comply?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.